Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Good morning. I'm Jennifer Zamparelli. And if you missed it at 9am when I started this very show, I opened up by celebrating the achievements of Pamela Uba from Galway City, who has been crowned Miss Ireland 2021. Pamela has actually made history with her win by being the first black Miss Ireland. And I am delighted to say Pamela's on the line. Pamela, congratulations.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. You won on Sunday. Have you, I mean, are you still on a bit of a high?
I am. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I only got back home last night really late. And it's just like, oh my God, I'm still in the clouds.
Pamela, you're in, I don't know if you've seen it because you're probably wrecked after all the travelling and the competition, but you're in every paper. Now you're on national radio. We're all so very, very proud of you. But you're a medical scientist and a frontline worker. How have you time to get involved in this kind of a competition?
I don't know how I did it. I'm not going to lie. It had been a whirlwind, but my lab in Galway have been so supportive. Mm. I love them to bits. You know, it's just a family and they really, really cheer me on. So, you know, they all helped me make this possible. So.
Absolutely incredible. And shout out to them. Pamela, you grew up in direct provision after moving to Ireland with your family from South Africa when you were just 8 years old. Direct provision must feel like worlds away from where you are now.
100%. It's like another life. Like, I can't imagine that little me, little Pamela, who came to Ireland all those years ago, is now Miss Ireland. It's unreal.
It's exactly where we need to be. And that's why I love it. And you're an amazing representative for this country. Jill, did you ever think, did Pamela, as a 10, 12, you know, 13-year-old little girl, did you ever think such things would be achievable? Did you always have that belief in yourself, or where did that come from?
I will have to say that my mom is my rock.
Yeah.
She drives me. She encourages me, even when I'm at my lowest point. There was a point just before my leaving certs. I know the leaving certs are getting their results and all that. I didn't want to do it. I said, Mom, there's no point. I'm only going to be flown back to Africa to sell lemons on the street. And she said, no, you won't. You're destined to be a star. And she pushed me, she drived me, and thank God for her.
Wow, thank
honestly.
God for her, yeah, because, I mean, you said yourself in one of your media interviews when you were a little girl in direct provision, there was no talk of college. You couldn't go to college, you couldn't get a job, and your mom pushed you and pushed you and pushed you. What an incredible woman.
She 100% is. It just shows you how strong women are.
Ah, yeah.
In this generation, strong they are.
Absolutely. What would you say to anyone who's listening, who's living in direct provision at the moment, or any young girl who's feeling a bit stuck at the moment?
I would say to never give up on your dreams. This is just a small time. It's just a small dot in your timeline. You know, a small period.
Yeah.
And one day you will get out of it and you will do things that you never thought that you could do. And you will appreciate it even more so because of where you came from.
Well, that's lovely to hear. And I understand you hope to use your Miss Ireland title to represent a more diverse Ireland on the world stage. Is that right?
100%. To wave that Irish flag on the Miss World stage, knowing that I'm standing there representing a new Ireland, an Ireland that is multicultural, has different layers to it. It's an amazing thing. And I'm also a Mayo girl, so you can imagine that, you know, coming from County Mayo and then now representing Ireland, it's like, wow.
Are you excited about the Miss World competition? Are you nervous? How are you feeling?
I'm excited. I can't wait to get there. And, you know, it's just going to be a journey. And I don't think there's any point of being afraid of it. Just embrace it and go there and do the absolute best you can. Like, show that Irish pride, because that's what we're good at, you know, and I will absolutely smash it.
You've smashed it already. I don't care how you do on the world stage. I think you've done amazing for this country. You are Miss Ireland. Pamela, you're an absolute legend. Keep flying that flag, and thank you so much for representing us. You are just amazing, and best of luck, okay?
Thank you. And I just wanted to say thank you so much to the Miss Ireland team for all their support and everything they've done for me. Thank you to my Miss Ireland sisters, because without them, Yes. They wouldn't have been a competition. And thank you to my amazing agent, Mandy Maher. She has my heart.
And what's your mother's name?
And my mom. My mom's Anne.
Anne. Shout out to Anne, who you mentioned a few
times. Shout out to my mom.
If it wasn't for her, who kept pushing you and telling you you can do it, that's all you need. You just need that little voice,
exactly.
Don't you?
100%.
You're very lucky to have her. Well, thank you so much, Pamela. And that was Pamela Uba. She's just been crowned Miss Ireland 2021. What a great day this is. So amazing to hear how positive her experience of the competition has been.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.